And we're back with another episode of the Sports Betting Rundown, week 9 of the NFL season. And I'm coming off a great week 8, 4-1 total, but most importantly, 4-0 on Sunday. So if you parlayed the picks on Sunday like I did, you came out pretty nicely. So it was a great week for me last week. Super hot betting NBA, NHL. Follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1 if you want my picks there. Even cricket too. But without further ado, 5 more picks this week. Let's get right into it. For my first pick, we're going to New England. It's the Washington Commanders at the New England Patriots. And I do like Washington here right now. They're plus 3.5, which is a big number, as you all know. But New England should not be favored against any team. I do understand they beat Buffalo 2 weeks ago at home, but it's a broken team. They got up for 1 week. And the Commanders, yes, they have been on a slide. They've lost 5 out of 6. They've played teams close. They played Philadelphia close both times. They played the New York Giants close. They beat Atlanta. And no, I'm not saying they're going to win, but it will be a low-scoring game, presumptively, with the Patriots and Mac Jones. And if it is a close-scoring game, I think I can trust that the Commanders can score enough to keep it within a field goal right here. So I'm taking Commanders with the points. For my second pick, we're going to go with Raiders money line. You know, as we all know, if you've been on Twitter, if you've been paying attention to the NFL, the Raiders fired their head coach, was the first head coach fired this season, Josh McDaniels, and he is a disaster. And the players hated him the entire time he was there. And they're already praising this new interim coach. He's a former player. And I do think they get up this week against the New York Giants here. The Giants are very interesting. They have not scored over 16 points. Excuse me. They've only scored over 16 points one time this entire season. So Jimmy G, as we all know, has been awful. But really, for the Raiders, it's can they score 20 points, basically. 20 points. And they should be in line for the win. And I think with this new coach, they're going to be playing for him. They're going to have motivation. They're going to be playing up for this game. So at an even money line like it is, minus 110, I do like Las Vegas in this spot. For my last non-prop of the day, we're going to go with the Indianapolis Colts at the Carolina Panthers. Over-under right now is sitting at 43.5. And I do like the over here. You know, this is mainly a Colts bet. The Colts, I mean, wow. It's very high scoring their games. They average the 6th most points in the league, 25.5 points. And they allow the most points in the league at 29 points. And guess what? The Panthers allow the 3rd most in the league with 28.5 points. I mean, yes, the Carolina offense is bad. But people think the Colts offense is bad. It's not bad, as I highlighted in my last podcast. The Colts have scored at least 20 points a game every time. They're 8-for-8 on scoring 20 points or more. The over-under here is 44. So if we assume the Colts get 20 or more, that means that's half the over-under already. And really, you just can't. You have the worst defense and the 3rd worst defense. You can't have such a low total. Let's hope Bryce Young doesn't totally suck, but I just hope they score enough. 43.5 is low, so I do like the over here. For my 4th pick and first prop of the day, we're going back to the same game. And as I said earlier, I like the Colts offense. I talked about it in the last podcast. I just talked about it. And guess what? I'm talking about it again for my 4th pick. And it's a little interesting pick here. It's going to be Jonathan Taylor reception yards right now. It's sitting at 13.5, and you know we're going over on this one. Jonathan Taylor, this is going to be his 5th game back from his injury slash contract slash whatever was going on there. But they eased him in the first game, and pretty much the first half or first majority of his second game. He was very limited, but the last two games he's been pretty unleashed. But despite his being limited, he has averaged 27.5 reception yards a game his first four games. And this is going to be probably one of the most positive game scripts for a Colts running back. Maybe this season playing the Panthers, but I think he's going to be more and more involved. This is a great matchup, and 13.5 is not a lot. So I do like the over here. For my fifth and final pick, we're taking it to Europe, where it's the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Miami Dolphins at 9:30 a.m. in Berlin. It's going to be a great game. It's going to show a lot of these Germans. They might become fans. A lot of them might become fans after this one. What a game. I mean, Miami, as we know, highest scoring offense in the league. And Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, need I say more? So with the combination of these things, my pick is going to be Rashee Rice over receptions. Right now it's 3.5. It's a little juiced to the over, but that's fine. He's had over 3.5 the last four games. But especially, I think, the difference between this game and the other games is a lot of games. Kansas City is up. They don't really need to pass, although they do pass. They don't really need to pass. I think this game over under right now is 51.5. This game, they're going to need a pass. They might even potentially be down to the Dolphins and the Dolphins' high-powered offense here. 3.5 is not a lot. And for Kansas City's wide receiver one, I do expect them to go over. And that's it from me. Five more picks for week 9 of the 2023 NFL season. Coming off a great week 8, 4-1, like I said earlier, 4-0 on Sundays, which is a huge deal because thank you, DraftKings. DraftKings did not count the profit boost on Monday picks. So I said, screw it. Let me replace Amon-Ra St. Brown over receptions with Aston Villa moneyline. And of course, that hit, and so did the other four. So thank you, DraftKings. You made me a good chunk of money there. But again, this week, five more picks should be good. Thank you for the support. Recent episodes, last episode, 300 listeners. So if you listened last episode, it's a good episode to listen to. If that was your first episode, welcome back, because I know you're back if you took those picks. As always, rate 5 stars, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you're listening, subscribe, write a review. And that's it from me. As always, let's make some money.